Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I could talk to Godfrey Bloom and the other great people from his party all day long. These guys have really got it right. UK Independence Party. His website's GodfreyBloomMEP.co.uk. These are the type of leaders in Europe and England we need to work with because we're all under the same system. You know, he mentions common purpose. They're in mainstream news shutting down websites that disagree with them. I learned here in Austin, any real charity that tries to actually help community, they have these pet charities that come in and shut you down or move you out or force you out. He was talking about them when I interrupted him. He's bringing up how the EU funds all these land-grabbing fake environmentalists. I mean, this is an agenda to destroy anything that makes people wealthy and independent. They want you all bankrupt like North Korea living under their control. We got 4 minutes, sir. You've got the floor.
Well, let me just talk a little bit about these charities. Friends of the Earth, World Wildlife Fund, Climate Action Network Europe, Age Concern. These are all respectable names, or were respectable names a few years ago, which have been hijacked. Literally millions of European taxpayers' money goes into these, and of course it gives them a seat at board level. If you're putting in nearly €1 million a year into a charity, you get a seat on the trustee board, and they will sing from the same hymn sheet. So all these Oxfam charities and agencies, they all think the European Union is wonderful, they all go for climate change and all this sort of nonsense, and the poor old average Joe thinks, well, there must be some truth in it, for example, if Friends of the Earth are saying it, or the World Wildlife Fund, and the president's the Duke of Edinburgh, is given this respectability. And of course, nobody asks for the accounts. You know, when you buy a flag to stick in your lapel, you don't ask for the accounts, do you? You just think it's all in a good cause. But it's not, and you'll find that they're run by politicos on salaries to die for. You know, we're talking 150,000 a year pounds, over $250,000 a year, with fabulous pension schemes and expenses. Well, that's a lot of money for a charity. It may not be much for a Wall Street banker, but it's a lot of money running a charity. Our universities, let's look at some of the universities we have in my constituency of Yorkshire and North Lincolnshire. We have an agency, a European Union agency called Yorkshire Forward. And they give millions, the European Union gives millions of pounds a year to Yorkshire Forward. But, of course, it's only Yorkshire's money. So Yorkshire actually gives somewhere in the region of £700 million a year to the European Union. And we get about £5 or £6 or £10 million a year back, and we're supposed to be thankful. But what do they do with the money, Alex? They fund seats at all the universities. And some of them are Monet seats and some of them are agency funded. So the professor in front of the class of impressionable 18 or 19 year olds is probably a member of common purpose. He's certainly a Europhile. He's certainly a neo-socialist.
And so they're literally putting their people in everywhere.
Oh, they're absolutely everywhere. And, of course, if you try and explain that to the ordinary Englishman, they think you're a swivel-eyed lunatic. And I can understand it, because you're an ordinary guy going about your business, Alex, living a life of quiet desperation, desperately trying to make all your bills meet and bring your family up and do the garden at the weekends. It's very difficult to understand that all these organizations have been infiltrated.
But if you control government, you control trillions of dollars. And so you're going to have these swindlers come in and do this. And they've taken over. You call them, little Freemasons. Americans may not know, but there's big controversy in England, of course. To be a judge or a barrister, you pretty much have to be a Mason. And they've certainly turned that fraternity into a implement of tyranny in many cases.
Absolutely, and but it's so covert and clever, and of course the end game's long, Alex. Their patience is limitless. They are working to a goal. Give it just off of the top of my head, you might be interested in this.
Hold on. I know you've only got limited time. You went to a studio with ISDN. We've got a break. We have the breaks at the end of the hour and start of the hour. You want to come back and finish up on the other side with 3 minutes?
Just a quick 3 minutes. Thank you.
Yeah, because I know they're about to kick you out of the studio.
Yes,
we'll
indeed.
Be right back with Godfrey Bloom. Godfrey Bloom, MEP.co.uk. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
Had a tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're seeing this in Haiti. Real charities that actually really do give most of the money to the people are being demonized by the big establishment charities. This is all part of the racket. And he was going to give a few other examples. We ran into that break. A European Union member of Parliament from England, Godfrey Bloom, is our guest. And I'm shifting gears into your phone calls and a ton of other news and what just happened in Massachusetts last night with the election of Mr. Brown. Finishing up your point, Mr. Bloom.
Yes, indeed. Just very quickly, and sorry to be parochial for the Brits, this one really. Every charity, there are very few major charities that haven't been infiltrated. It's very difficult to get the information, but if you press and press, you can find out who funds them and where it comes from if you ask for it. But you have to be persistent. So we know that charities have been infiltrated. We also, it's an interesting one just to finish up on, which is something that you won't know and the Brits won't know. Baroness Ashton, who is the new foreign minister for the European Union, was a member of the campaign for nuclear disarmament, which of course we know was partially funded by the Soviet Union in the 70s and the 80s. Not only did some of the money go missing, that nobody can actually find, when she was treasurer, she's now calling the shots on matters of foreign policy. And this is something I bet nobody knows, that it is now European Union policy to acknowledge the domain of China over Tibet. Tibet. We have given up now on Tibet. Tibet has been recognized as being a Chinese province, and that was virtually under the crosswords in our press. Nobody in England actually knows about that. It came out on a no-news day underneath the crosswords. The City of London is going to be regulated now. The top regulator for the City of London, which is, you know, the equivalent of Wall Street. You know, we've got enough clout in London. It's the only thing we do which is as big as you have over there in the United States, is a Frenchman, a very charming, very urbane Frenchman, Monsieur Barnier. But he doesn't believe in the concept of dealing in commodity trading. He doesn't believe in selling forward or selling short. He doesn't believe in hedge funds. You know, he's another dyed-in-the-wool socialist. So we can look forward to most of those industries which have been in the City of London moving across to places like Zurich. And they're still asleep in the City of London. They still don't know this is happening to them. You couldn't invent it, Alex.
Unbelievable. We've got to have you back just on common purpose because I get calls and emails constantly about it. And they're just totally taken over society because government knows it has to control the local community. And that's what Obama is a big community organizer with the Chicago model. And what's happened to you under Common Purpose and a few other groups is now happening here. I mean, it's been happening, but now it's getting really bad. We just had the Austin Police Department go in and intimidate and shut down the oldest gun show in Central Texas with no law, no nothing. They just intimidated it to close and intimidated the landlord to shut it down. And they're in the newspaper bragging how they did it, saying, you know, they're protecting the citizenry. I mean, it's just a lawless government that just does whatever it wants. Sir, I really appreciate you spending so much time with us and continue your great work there in the parliament fighting these people.
Thank you so much, and a great pleasure to be invited on again. Thank you so much.
Take care, ladies. Take care. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Godfrey Bloom, European Union Member of Parliament from England. Okay. Here's the deal. I want to take first-time callers at least in this hour. First-time callers at least in this hour. Because I want to give people who always email me and say they can never get through on the phone lines a chance to be on air. But later in the next hour, we'll open it up for everybody. I specifically want you to call in about whatever you'd like, but I would like to hear some discussion of the swine flu hoax being fully exposed now. We were right about that. I want to hear you your comments on Scott Brown, who voted for universal health care, by the way, when he was in the Massachusetts legislature as a senator. This is a good message to send Obama, and this may kill government-run health care that the insurance companies wrote as a form of robbery for themselves. But if this is the type of Republicans we're going to see in this realignment, we're going to be back in the same situation we were with George Bush. So I would certainly like to get your take on that. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800. Ladies and gentlemen, 1-800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air. But in the stunning upset, Brown tops Coakley for Senate seat, as you already know. And last night I was listening to the radio, hearing this happen. I got really excited, but then I realized that's at a primitive level. Right now I'm psychologically seeing Obama as the enemy. Because even if I intellectually know he's just a puppet reading off a teleprompter, a front man of the establishment, still at a primitive level, the media advertises that he's the guy behind this, whether they say it's positive or negative. And so because they are using him as a front man, as a figurehead, again, it's positive in a lot of ways, but it's also negative because people then start thinking they're fighting with Obama instead of the powerful Wall Street interests that put him into control. And you know, that's the only issue, because I listen to Bill O'Reilly, I listen to Glenn Beck, I listen to these guys, and the Fox News line politically is, we need to raise a bunch of taxes to pay off the national debt. That's the conservative thing to do. Instead of cutting government and arresting the bankers, indicting them, investigating them, I tuned in today and this morning and heard Beck in his last hour. And I mean, I couldn't believe I heard it. say if Obama does the right thing and goes to the center to save himself politically, he's got to watch out because he's brought all these czars into the White House that are 9/11 truthers, and the Secret Service better protect him from them. They better protect this man. So, the message was, it wasn't even veiled, 9/11 truth wants to kill the president? There was only one czar who signed a 9/11 petition in 2002 when he was a community organizer, Van Jones, for a 9/11 investigation. Another investigation. So because he was the only one out of all the bad things he wanted, restrictions on free speech, communism, all of it, who actually had some humanity. And so Cass Sunstein, one of the most powerful czars in the White House, he says arrest you if you question the official story of 9/11, if you question man-made global warming. I mean, whether you agree that 9/11 is suspicious or not, you should definitely support the free speech right. The truth is, Obama pushes the 9/11 fable. He pushes the pretext for war. He pushes WMDs in Iran, just like Iraq. It's all the same. The lobbyists, the banker bailouts, the Patriot Act, the torture, the secret arrest. It's all the same. And the truth is, the operatives in the White House, like Cass Sunstein and all the rest of them that talk about how they love collectivism and communism, that's just their communist walking papers. That's just their community organizer cover. Because they come into the communities and say, socialism, collectivism, communism is going to help the poor. So the poor get behind big government, not so they get some of the money. Even if you believe in communism, I don't, because it always, crooks always steal the money. And it's immoral. But they're not really communist. Notice, big banks, the big powerful governments, always put communist and socialist in. Why? Because they're for collectivism, which is what the big banks want. I mean, again, I know you as the audience know this, but we've got to get this message out to people. I mean, really, we should write a news article. Kurt Nemo, Paul Watson, Aaron Dyke, Steve Watson, somebody, or some other news website. Somebody ought to really go through and compare Glenn Beck to Barack Obama. And the only thing they really disagree on is global warming being man-made and government-run health care. And Glenn Beck is 100% right on those issues, and it's great, and I would love... Look, folks, I'm not attacking Glenn Beck because he's got a bigger radio show than mine and a big TV show, okay? I'm not here trying to win a popularity contest. I don't like to infight. I don't like to sit here and call people out in the media and make a big spectacle and issue out of it. That's all everybody else does. Beck is so key to this, though, where he's been placed, the things he has done, his history, that it goes against my instincts. I hate you have to go after Glenn Beck, but I know I must. You think I like going up against Obama when he was super popular? When he could do no wrong, when he was the second coming of Christ? When he had an 80%+ approval rating? No, but I had to do the moral thing. I knew he was a con artist and a fraud and a liar. I knew who backed him. I knew what his scams were, and I called him on it with precision. And I'm telling you, folks, I get a bad feeling many times worse than I get listening and watching Obama. There is something diabolical. There is something just truly demonic about Glenn Beck. And again, you can go pull the clips up. Saying Ron Paul's a kook, saying we need to arrest 9/11 truthers, saying we're terrorists. I heard him say it again today. I never used to tune in. I would see YouTube clips. Now I'm forcing myself, and it's like going into a porta potty and opening the lid and looking in. I mean, I don't want to. And I'm having to look at this, and I'm just like, look at it. It's so fake. And Glenn Beck is going to serve a key position in bringing us into tyranny. He is Benedict Arnold from the beginning. There is no doubt about it. He is bad news, bad news. Judge Andrew Napolitano is a great guy, never violated his conscience, never wavered in his constitutional position. He's good. I mean, I wish, you know, he was the guy in Glenn Beck's position, but they're not going to allow that. They'll let him fill in sometime, you know, and have his own show on smaller parts of the business network, because they know it's super popular. You know, they want that audience of people that are awake, but they also want to control that audience. And look, I'll just tell Glenn Beck, and I'll come back and take your calls, stop it, man. We see what you're doing. Even if you lose your contract, stop stabbing us in the back. And stop saying 9/11 truthers are going to kill Barack Obama. I mean, come on, man. You agree with Cass Sunstein that we're the number one enemy, because you guys know what really happened on 9/11.
For the first time ever, the makers of Alpine Air Foods have approved an incredible sale with savings only available through ReadyMade Resources. For a limited time, save 25% off all cases of freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air. Yes, 25% off on case lots only of Alpine Air Foods. Only available at ReadyMadeResources.com. Mix and match as much as you want to best suit your needs. But hurry! This 25% off sale on Alpine Air freeze-dried foods is only until January 30th and only from ReadyMadeResources.com. Quality Alpine Air freeze-dried dry foods have a 10-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals. Remember, this sale on Alpine Air Foods only lasts through January 30th. Hurry, go to ReadyMadeResources.com or call toll free 1-800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Alpine Air Foods with free shipping. That's 800-627-3809 or go to ReadyMadeResources.com. Hurry, sale ends January 30th at ReadyMade Resources.
Have you heard that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, your congressional candidate, and author Robert Beatles wrote a new book called Here's What You Do? You can buy it at hereswhatyoudo.net as an ebook for $6 or the book for $10. And we have an audio book on its way for you commuters as well. Here's What You Do tells you exactly what to do to survive and thrive in these harsh economic times. This book will work for anyone, rich, poor, middle class, it doesn't matter. This book truly has the information that can make you wealthy, and it will tell you how to protect your wealth as well. You know the government isn't looking out for you. You need to look out for yourself. The economy is bad, but it's probably going to get worse. You must prepare and make sure you are able to financially take care of yourself and your loved ones. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net and start today. Again, it is hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. One last time, it's hereswhatyoudo.net.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you...
Guys found the Glenn Beck clip where he says 9/11 truth is going to kill Barack Obama. I mean, come on. Come on. 9/11 truth isn't allowed in the White House. Cass Sunstein says arrest anyone and arrest you, Glenn Beck, because you say man-made global warming isn't real. I mean, what is it with Michael Savage, who I think is a lot better than Beck? I mean, I think Savage really believes what he's saying in many cases. He's not an actor, and he is intelligent. And he'll be saying the same thing today he was saying 10 years ago. I'm going to your calls. It's just so amazing. Like, let's just do the Beck thing now. I remember hearing Savage say, if you protest the war, you should be put in a camp because you're aiding terrorists. And then, strangely enough, the deputy attorney general at the time in California, Calhoun, came out and said the same thing. They were really trying to set the precedent to, like, test balloon if the people would allow the population to be arrested for speech. And I was like, whoa, even if you're for the war, you should be for free speech. Now, that was in 2003, 2004. And anybody who listens to Savage heard it. I mean, I was spot checking once or twice a week, and I probably heard it 20 times. But I could actually listen to Savage. I mean, Beck just turns my stomach. It's so fake, folks. It's not real. And then Savage gets banned from England, and I support his right of free speech, and I'm against it. But, you know, there he is screaming and yelling when he's calling for one group to lose their free speech, but he doesn't need to lose his free speech. So here's the deal. Glenn Beck is with Cass Sunstein. Cass Sunstein says, ban conspiracy theories, and that's whatever he says it is. Okay? That's on record. All right, here's Glenn Beck today, this morning. And I guess every day I can start having people monitor it. Yesterday I turned it on for 5 minutes, and he was calling for new taxes to pay to the bankers. Value added, excise, sales tax. He was batting these around saying, we've got to have one of them, and he had Cramer on with him. Well, I tune in today for 5 minutes and listen to this snake, the way he says 9/11 truth is in the White House and is going to kill Barack Obama. Listen to how he says it like a snake, though. Here it is.
The most dangerous time in any regime, especially a radicalized regime, is when it is in collapse. Watch the Uber left. Pray that Obama moves to the center. If he does, pray that the Secret Service care for that man. That man is never left alone. He has invited 9/11 truthers into the White House and into his administration. If they believe that he's just another one of these guys, he is in danger. The Republic has good news today.
Okay, folks. So there you have it. The Republic. You mean the empire, Glenn? And he goes on to say Obama wants an empire. No, America is an empire, and we pay for it. And it's immoral. And he's continuing the empire for Bush. And the insurance companies, not communists, wrote that takeover of healthcare. And the Democrats found that out 2 months ago, and that's the main reason it's in trouble, and that's the reason the people of Massachusetts went as liberals and voted out that Kennedy seat. That was the number one reason. I've got polls here where now 51% of Massachusetts call themselves independents, and that's the real realignment. They're not calling themselves Republicans. They're not calling themselves Democrats. They're done. Just like Republicans voted for Obama, now Democrats are voting for Republicans. They're saying, get them out, fire them, get rid of them all. I mean, they finally got to the point of getting it. They're past the left-right paradigm. And then he talks about left-right all day, and then he goes back into left-right paradigm. I heard him before I turned him off. I couldn't listen. Talk about the left-right paradigm. This guy is taking everything I've pioneered, everything I say, everything I do, and is distorting it and twisting it with a wicked counterfeit. I would love if he took ideas and systems that I pioneered on the radio and took it if it was pure and added his own information to it, if he was a good guy. But it's horrible to know that he's taken all of my points and twisted it around and is conning everybody. And I know they're listening right now. And when Damon Vickers mentioned me on his show, Beck literally swole up and turned red. I mean, Beck, look, you're not going to be happy and satisfied with the $50 million you make every couple years. if it sells out humanity. It's going to come out you're a traitor, just like Obama, just like Bush, just like everybody else. But listen, here's the key. They are scared to death of 9/11 truth. They know that 9/11 truth is annihilating them right now because they can't stage terror attacks anymore because everybody's looking for it. So the White House's number one enemy is 9/11 truth.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine, flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria. Molds and fungus, too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Someone who cares.
Raise taxes to pay the bankers. We need to get the 9/11 truthers. They may kill Obama. 9/11 truth is nonviolent. 9/11 truth is the main group out there everywhere confronting Al Gore for lying about carbon dioxide. Every week I see a new confrontation of We Are Change or others. 9/11 truth started the Tea Parties. That's on record. They energized Ron Paul's campaign. They had the first Tea Parties. And Beck just came in and took it over and said it's now called the 9/12 movement, not the 9/11 truth movement. Do you see how sick that is? Remember that day after 9/11, how you felt. Yeah, you're ready to nuke countries, give up all your rights and freedoms, and blow out the budget for empire. I mean, it's all completely transparent what Glenn Beck is doing. And he is even more slimy than Bill O'Reilly, and I've just had it with him. And so I woke up at 3:30 in the morning last night, really thinking about how I want to try to be more focused myself and realize the responsibility I have. I mean, if they've created Glenn Beck, who has literally tried to take on, he's like a wolf in Alex clothing, and he's distorting everything I'm doing, and they're monitoring everything we're doing, and we've reached hundreds of millions of people with my films, hundreds of millions, free online. We are shaking these people up. And of all the groups out there fighting the New World Order, we are the main global focal point worldwide, and we're small. And believe me, folks, a lot of you, I guess, will never be in this position. I mean, who else could be now to experience this? This is not for me. I'm not a very worldly person. I mean, other than liking food and fast cars and, you know, women, my wife. I mean, I'm not a very fleshly person. I really am somebody who's always reflecting and thinking. And I get on air and I just get mad and frustrated because I don't want to be covering all this. And I know I'm right. I know my gut. But not just my gut. I know he's a dirty traitor. He makes me sick. We've got this operative leading our movement. He says 9/11 truth are going to kill the president. That's what he said. I mean, that's like saying Marvin the Martians are going to land from Pluto and take can openers to all your kids' heads and eat their brains. It isn't true, folks. Marvin the Martian isn't going to land and eat children's brains. And 9/11 truth isn't in the White House. It isn't going to kill Obama. I mean, that's like saying a sea monster is going to come up from under the Golden Gate Bridge today and start eating people at the Presidio base. It's just not real. It has no basis in reality. And every time I tune in, folks, and I don't listen more than 5 minutes a day, it's a test I do. I just tune in to hear it. It's always pure evil, wrapped up in the Patriot and Save the Republic. The Republic is falling. Left-right paradigm. Just everything I say, wrapped up in a we need to be mindless like we were on 9/12. In fact, Jaron, I'm going to calls, but I'm just going to do this Beck thing now. Let's play that clip of Beck one more time. Because, again, I woke up at – I went to bed around midnight. I woke up 3.5 hours later, and I couldn't go back to sleep. And I was just thinking, man, this is so serious. This is so real. The Austin police just covertly shut down a gun show illegally, and they're bragging about it on the news. They're proud of it. And I was thinking, my God, I need to spend more time with my kids, but I want to fight this. And I was like, why am I so uncomfortable? Why am I so uncomfortable? And I realized, well, that Republican won in Massachusetts. He authored, you know, one of the socialist bills that's the national model and promoted it in that state. And I thought, Glenn Beck is calling for taxes to pay the banks. And I just knew that Barack Obama was going to stage a terror attack. And I decided to come on air today because I'm going back to the stillness of the night for hours until my kids got up at like 6:30, you know, and ran out there. And I was in the living room on the couch sitting there. And I was just really thinking deeply about why am I so upset? Why am I so concerned? It was like, well, look at the cards the enemy's got. They're going to launch wars. They're going to stage terror attacks, probably even bigger than 9/11. And they've got NORTHCOM in place. And the big think tank experts that run the New World Order have got their battle plan figured out. And I thought, I've got to really figure out their battle plan, not just their general operations where I know what direction they're going. I've got to specifically rack my brain and really get into the mind of the enemy, which I'm able to do. That's how I was able to tell you they're going to blow up the World Trade Center, blame it on their asset, Bin Laden. And that's how I was able to tell you they're going to launch a flu operation. I told you that in January, folks, of last year, 3 months before it started in the news. And, again, people think I'm a decent radio host or I'm a good speaker or they think I'm a good filmmaker. Those are all limited skills compared to what I'm able to cognitively, intellectually understand. And then it's so complex and big, I can't fully even articulate it. But you understand, it's just, it's so horrible. I mean, we've got a complete operative running the movement, and that's what Obama was. You got this movement against Bush, the country's on the edge of revolution, and so they put a black man in, like KRS-One says, and everybody's sitting back. And now they're waking up that he's a scam. So they bring in the Republicans. But the Republicans are also giving Obama left cover so that he can expand wars and expand the Patriot Act and expand the signing statements. You notice the Republicans never criticize. I saw Krauthammer, the big neocon on C-SPAN last night, saying how great Obama was for expanding wars. That's what he had to do as commander-in-chief. I mean, look at it. Obama is continuing the secret arrest, the torture, the police state, all of it. And I was watching a documentary on North Korea showing people who had escaped, showing where huge hooks were put to their bodies, showing where their fingers were cut off, watching their parents be executed, being worked to death. I'm gonna play some of this and tell you where you can go to YouTube and watch the whole thing coming up in the next hour. And I watched it, and I just thought about what big government does and how they always do the same thing. This is a system of control. This is a system run by psychopaths, and they want to do that here. They give you false choices. So they're giving you Glenn Beck or Barack Obama. And both of them are so bad, the left's going to support Obama because Beck's so bad, and the right's going to support Beck because Obama's so bad. And it's elementary. I mean, it's elementary that he was for the banker bailout. Glenn Beck. He said we need the army to go against domestic enemies, Ron Paul supporters. Remember that? He said this last year, Ron Paul's a kook on his radio show. And most of us aren't even monitoring this. It must be hundreds of times worse. I mean, if I listen 5 minutes a day, just as a spot check, and it's always just petrifyingly evil mixed in with all this good stuff. Again, I'm not here talking about another radio host or TV host, because that's what I don't do that. I'm here because this guy's a political leader now. I mean, this guy is saying he is George Washington, baby. He's got his boots on, and he is as phony as a $3 bill. That's a problem. Now, a lot of people knew Benedict Arnold was a traitor and given the British plans, and that's why George Washington kept losing battles, but thank God that these are the times that try men's souls. Beck was reading that today. And George Washington read that to his troops. But the whole time, Benedict Arnold was selling him out. The British, so that people wouldn't suspect Arnold, would let him win little battles with them. And then it came out he was a British agent the entire time. And I mean, I know this is Benedict Arnold. I'm in the camp. And I'm not stepping up saying I'm George Washington. And I'm here trying to support people that are real, like Ron Paul or Napolitano and, you know, the few that are actually good. And you know, in ways, Napolitano is even stronger than Paul. So I'm not here being the Grand Inquisitor, you know, the Patriot cop. I mean, I'm here in the camp, and I'm going, that guy is an operative. Look, he just said, use the army against the American people. He says 9/11 truth is going to kill the president. When actually, he's the only czar they kicked out because he wasn't with 9/11 Truth. And Cass Sunstein says arrest people if they believe that. That's the real White House head of regulation, one of the most powerful czars there. I mean, it's a lie, folks. They're coming after 9/11 Truth because they're mad. They're mad that we expose their favorite toy of blowing stuff up to scare you into submitting to them. And he wants to reinvoke 9/12. The day after, your anger. He wants to reinvoke that lie. It is demonic. He is conjuring this. He is a little devil, man. That guy is absolute Benedict Arnold, and I am forced to declare war on Glenn Beck. I have tried to, you know, get messages to him, videos I've done. I've said, stop it, Beck. I want to believe you're a good guy. Please don't be a traitor. Please don't betray humanity. And that's when I'm not watching him. See, I don't watch him. Maybe once a week somebody would, you know, on InfoWars or Prison Planet, God, look at this new Glenn Beck thing. And then I'd watch good things Beck's done. And you know, I'd be watching an episode going, oh, maybe he's all right. And he's, you know, gosh, my gut tells me he's really bad. And he's screwed us all these times. But, you know, I want to believe he's all right. And then he'll say, we've got to hit the Arabs with weapons. They're going to attack us. Another 9/11 is about to happen. You know, again, always selling that these illegal wars. Folks, if you want things to change, you got to realize that Fox News, I mean, who gave money to Hillary Clinton? Rupert Murdoch. Who admits he funds the environmental movement and the Copenhagen tax? Rupert Murdoch funds that. Rupert Murdoch, all these guys are about managing conservatives, managing red-blooded Americans. How do you think we got into this position? Because they've got their operatives over the NRA. That's on record. They've got their operatives with Beck and others. But there again, there is no doubt that Beck is either going to self-destruct in front of everybody by design. He is going to continue to demonize and call for the arrest of 9/11 truthers. I mean, listen to this clip one more time. Again, this, folks, this is 5 minutes. I don't know what else was done on there. I mean, can you imagine what else? I mean, I'm doing spot checks every day, and it's pure evil. Here it is.
The most dangerous time in any regime, especially a radicalized regime, is when it is in collapse. Watch the Uber left. Pray that Obama moves to the center. If he does, pray that the Secret Service care for that man. That man is never left alone. He has invited 9/11 truthers into the White House and into his administration. If they believe that he's just another one of these guys, he is in danger. The
All
Republic
right. That's
has
enough.
Good news to...
Yeah, a guy that voted for the most socialist health care bill in the country is now the member of the Senate from Massachusetts. Yeah, we have a lot to celebrate about today. Yeah, we do, actually. The people are hitting the panic button, you know, the most liberal state in the union saying, we don't want this, we don't want this, we don't want this, but it was rigged because the guy they had was one of them. Oh, he gives the big patriot speeches now. I think they've got articles here with his platform. Sounds like Glenn Beck. Sounds like Ron Paul. But the voting record's there. So, yes, it's a good sign the public's waking up, but it's not a good sign that, look, it's like shark teeth. You get rid of one group and another one rolls forward. So I'm going to tell Glenn Beck right now face-to-face, and I know his people are probably listening live right now. They'll certainly watch this. Glenn Beck, come on, man. I've already put it down in the historical record that you're a traitor. And a lot of people will listen today. A lot won't. But down the road, just like every other issue, I'm right. I don't have to look in a crystal ball. I know who you are. From a distance, I've been monitoring and watching and trying to figure out what you're doing since I first heard you on the radio 10 years ago in Austin, or 9 years ago. I've been watching you. And I heard what you were 9 years ago. It was all entertainment. And I thought, boy, this guy's a great radio host. This guy does a great War of the Worlds reenactment. This guy's a little hokey, you know, a little Tinkerbellish, a little prissy, but I guess that's the crowd you run with. I mean, that's what runs America, is a bunch of little prissy chicken necks. But, I mean, I didn't like you as a man. I don't think you're a man's man or anything. But I kind of got an icky feeling, but I admire your skill as the little thespian you are, prancing around on the stage like you like to do. You know, he doesn't even want to do radio and TV. He loves to go into the theater and, you know, do all of this. And that's fine. I mean, who you are is who you are. But listen, we're not going to let you destroy the Republic. We're not going to let you, like Benedict Arnold, lead us down a rat hole. And you better hope, like Benedict Arnold, you get to run to Europe or England, buddy. because I may die tomorrow or get set up tomorrow or get sent to prison tomorrow by one of your goons, you know, as you put out the word that we want to kill the president. Just out of the blue, totally made up. But in the end, you're going to fall. And when you're old and you're dying of cancer or whatever it is, I want you to remember that I told you that in the public court of opinion that we exposed you and I put a buoy on your butt. You know what a buoy is? They mark rocks. They mark danger. They mark treachery with a buoy. And I henceforth put a buoy on you, a marker. I mark you as a traitor, as Cain. I mark you as a slime ball who I look in his eyes. The sick thing is you're enjoying lying to people. You enjoy like a snake all day talking about how you have trust with your audience. And I mean, you're like Grimer Wormwood from Lord of the Rings or something behind the king's throne whispering death into our bones. And again, you are not a general. You are not a patriot. You are somebody who's there to get our confidence, to sell us out. But you can't let your contempt and your hatred for patriots stay under bridle. You reveal yourself. It's like Sean Hannity saying, arrest all members of the militia. He just said, arrest anyone in the militia. Arrest them. You know, put microchips in all children. Those are actual video clips. I mean, you guys are a bunch of government operatives that hate conservatives and libertarians, and you just want to slit our throats. You want to get our confidence and slit our throats. I see you, boy. I see you.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this. Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now. 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. See, that's 1-866-653-7333.
Back live worldwide, ladies and gentlemen. The people are waking up across the planet. They will wake up to the fraud that is Glenn Beck. Remember a few years ago, Michael Reagan, the adopted son of Ronald Reagan, said, I will give you the bullets. I will give you the hand grenades. Murder Mark Dice, murder 9/11 truthers. He said, I'm serious. Call me. I want them murdered. He said that on 300 radio stations. That's okay. See, they can call for killing us, but then we say we question 9/11, and Glenn Beck says we want to kill Obama. I mean, just totally insane. But it's not insane. That's been a talking point for 3 years, that we're violent and that we work for Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda. And so I think they're going to stage something. They've already tried with that case the New York Post ran where the woman comes out of the dark alleyway with a girl in a wheelchair and the man runs it in to Jeremy Tallis, and they charged him and he brought in the Secret Service and they said, no, he didn't. They attacked him. And the New York Post had to print a retraction. I mean, folks, we walk down the street and people come out of dark alleyways with girls in wheelchairs ramming them into us, going, he attacked me, he attacked me. I mean, they're trying to set us up. We're in danger. We need your prayers. And, you know, Michael Savage says that Obama will stage terror attacks. I mean, does he deserve to go to prison, according to Cass Sunstein at the White House? I mean, come on, folks, common sense. They declassified, they stage a lot of these terror attacks. If they admit they've done it before and they stand to get power out of it and they're using the entire 9/11 attack for Homeland Security to set up against gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, and veterans. Remember Glenn Beck when he did a show on MIAC and the Homeland Security Report? He said, let me read these out to you. And he said, oh, that sounds reasonable. That sounds reasonable. Well, I can see what the government's saying. I mean, I sat there and saw that. I mean, it's just he is outrageous. Limbaugh and Savage came out and said it was horrible. Sounded like my show. I tuned into it. Not Beck, man. I'm telling you, that guy is the real deal of tyranny. Benedict Arnold Glenn Beck. And we've got to expose him. I mean, when he starts saying that 9/11 truthers are going to murder Obama with no evidence, when they stage something, folks, you know. I can't believe it. Bobby in Texas, I'm going to your calls now. I know I said I'd take them. I'm just... Bobby in Texas, you're on the air.
Thanks, Alex. How you doing today?
Man, I'm going to be honest with you. It's more than shook up. I'm just, every day it comes more and more clear just how serious this is.
I'm feeling you, Alex. I'm feeling you that. Listen, I'd like to talk a little bit about Glenn Beck and then go into H1N1 if I have time.
Sure.
But I know the type of guy that Glenn Beck is because I used to be just like him. I used to be a phony head Christian. That my God was money, and all I, you know, the only result that I thought that was good was when I got more money or more people to I guess, fake into thinking I'm right. You know what I mean? So if I had money in a big house, it just perpetuated me. But one day, it came to an end, and I had to really look at who I was and what God I was following. And I'll tell you what, that would be the luckiest thing that happened to that guy, because I agree with you. He has been, and always, since I've seen him, there's always something wrong with him. I don't trust a word he says. When he goes out on a limb on something, you know, there's always that partial truth to it, and then he adds that neocon type or flair to it. And any time you talk about a neoliberal or a neocon, the first thing that goes in that is individuality. And it's always about empowering some larger source that controls or, you know, a bank or you know what I'm talking about, right?
He supported the banker bailout and then now says he was against it. I mean, he's a liar.
Oh, I know he's a flip-flopper. You know, trust me, I used to do that too. And at any point in time, something worked at my advantage, that's where I was at, you know. So, yeah, I get what he's doing.
Well, stay there, Bobby. I want you to be able to finish up. We're going to Nathan, Lisa, Ross, Rudy. We're getting to everybody, but I want Bobby to be able to figure out. See, I've never understood that. Everybody else around me, most people, they do what advances them. I mean... don't think of myself as a good guy, but I do what's right because that's who I am. I don't control it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.